Besides the presidential election, this year's most important political campaign may be in South Dakota. That's where Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle is running for re-election. He's the leading Democrat in Congress. His re-election is key to Democrats who hope to regain control of the Senate, and his defeat would be a major win for Republicans. Daschle is now running about even in surveys with his Republican opponent, John Thune. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Let me introduce your candidate for the United States Senate, a strong leader and a new voice for South Dakota, my husband, John Thune.
When Kimberly Thune presented her rangy, square-jawed husband the other night at a rally filling an exhibition hall here in Sioux Falls, it was a familiar task. It's been only 2 years since John Thune was running for another seat in the U.S. Senate, a race he lost to the Democratic incumbent Tim Johnson by just 524 votes. Thune jumped into this race against Daschle late in January, shortly after he and his wife dined with President Bush at the White House. He only started airing TV ads in July, a year later than Daschle did. But Thune has aggressively gone after the man who's arguably South Dakota's most powerful senator ever. At the rally, he repeated his campaign's mantra that by leading Democratic filibusters, Daschle is obstructing the work of the Senate and thwarting the will of the Founding Fathers.
And that is to have a United States Senate that is doing its job and not playing games and not playing politics with the future of this country and with the things that are important to the future of this country.
Thune's other line of attack is portraying Daschle as a liberal, out of touch with a state where George Bush won 4 years ago by 22 percentage points. South Dakotans like to say they vote for the person rather than the party, and many Republicans have voted for Daschle during his 26 years in Congress, 18 of them in the Senate. Leaving the rally, a retired man named John Orr said he's one of those Republicans who once supported Daschle.
After that one term in the Senate, I could see what he's doing. And he didn't deserve my vote after that. But he's got a lot of people in South Dakota unaware of what really is going on.
But another registered Republican at the rally, 26-year-old John Rutten, says he's never voted for Daschle, even though many South Dakotans say the senator wields considerable clout in Washington.
I believe that's true, but clout with what people? And for what issues and for what agendas.
That same evening, Thune and Daschle debated at a local TV station. Daschle was just back from a Senate session that ran through the weekend. As the debate began, he strove to show both his clout and his cooperative spirit in the Senate by ticking off a list of just passed legislation favoring state residents, everything from authorization to deduct sales taxes on income tax returns to $3 billion worth of drought relief for farmers. Daschle cited these accomplishments, he said.
Because it says what I have said from the beginning, that we need a leader who will put South Dakota's agenda on the national agenda, who will recognize that we need to be at the front of the line.
Thune shot back, accusing Daschle of being more loyal to his party than to his state.
Tom has had 26 years in Congress, but he's not listening to us anymore, and he's not leading the people of South Dakota. He is following his national party's agenda, and South Dakota is paying the price.
Thune asserted that by blocking Senate votes on 10 of President Bush's choices for federal appeals court judgeships, Daschle had turned the Senate into what he called a killing floor for good judicial nominees. Daschle replied that 95% of the president's court nominees have been confirmed, and he used harsh rhetoric to dismiss Thune's charge.
John just doesn't either know the facts or he doesn't want to acknowledge the facts. But as a follower of this administration and his party, that is the line they've given him, and that's the line they ask him to use every time this question comes up. And as a follower, I understand why he would want to do that.
But in an interview the next morning, Thune insists he's his own man.
You know, I knew when I went into this race this time that this was my race. I was going to do it my way. I was going to do it independent of whatever, you know, national influences might exist, and had no expectation that the president would come here, that there would be assistance from the White House.
In fact, both Thune and Daschle have received a huge amount of assistance from outside the state in the form of millions of dollars in campaign contributions. Much of that they've spent saturating South Dakota's airwaves with campaign ads in which each attacks the other's record. Daschle says he regrets things have gotten so nasty.
It wasn't my intention to get into that, but I do have to defend myself, and I don't really have any choice when you're under attack like that. You've got to try to set the record straight.
As the air war rages, Daschle's also waging a ground war in small South Dakota towns.
Let's see, you've got to, oh, look at that. She's even got a Daschle sticker on her cap.
The senator hugs an elderly woman at a well-attended Sloppy Joe lunch campaign stop in a VFW hall. It's in a prairie town called Beersford, population 2,100.
Beersford is such a vibrant town, and I feel that every time I come. But I see that vibrancy as I see the new construction and the new building.
Daschle doesn't quite claim credit for that vibrancy he sees in Beersford. But David Durith, a local businessman, says he's attending the lunch because of Daschle's efforts.
Well, I am honestly registered as a Republican, but I'm never always just to one side. So that's why I'm here today, actually. I want to, number one, is thank Senator Daschle for the $400,000 that he brought to Beersford and let him know that we appreciate that and how that's going to allow us to put infrastructure in for a new industrial park to the north.
Durith, who plans to vote for President Bush, says he's still struggling between Daschle and Thune. But another local, Marjorie Christensen, says she's already decided.
I'm a Daschle Republican. I'm a Republican, but vote for Daschle. Always have.
Many South Dakotans have been splitting their tickets like that for years. And political scientist Bill Richardson of the University of South Dakota says many will likely do so again this year.
I think what you have in this state is a very strong tendency to vote Republican for your state leaders and have them guard the Treasury very carefully. And then very interesting tendency to send Democrats to Washington to help fill the Treasury back here.
So the fate of the Democratic leader may come down to whether many South Dakotans care more about replacing their senator with one as conservative as they are, or whether they want to keep a man who's proven he can bring home the bacon. David Walna, NPR News, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.